On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, and in 31.
Lots of wet weather, so take note of that all across the province. And some slow-moving traffic at the moment in both directions on Malibongwe Drive. That's as you approach Kaya Sands.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has delivered the political overview at the party's National General Council. His address touched on organisational culture, including the behaviour by ANC members in the past election campaign.
Now, I want to stress that in the last election, comrades, if we are to be honest with each other, our door-to-door culture was not at its best. We did not do vigorous door-to-door. And as a result, on election day, that's why we saw so many people staying away from the polls.
Kisatu is meanwhile calling on the ANC to place the needs of the poor and unemployed at the centre of discussions at the National General Council. Here's the trade union's Matthew Parks.
The NGC must revive progressive commitments made at the ANC's NEC Lekgotla in January that spoke to a bold new infrastructure, industrial, and SME financing program. Similarly, a mass public employment program is a fundamental necessity to provide a pathway to decent employment for the 12 million unemployed.
Now, at the same time, the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie, says that President Cyril Ramaphosa is not going anywhere and that he will serve out his full term. McKenzie made the remarks amid pressure on Ramaphosa to resign from within his own party. He voiced his support for the President during the official launch of the Gallery of Leaders at Freedom Park in Pretoria.
Even those ex-presidents, they must just retire now, be with their children and grandchildren. It's now the time to say bye-bye to the grandchildren because leave this thing for Runaba to buy the future. Don't influence the youth negatively. The president is doing a great job.
In other big news today, families of the Atteridgeville massacre say they want justice following the murder of 12 people at the Soulsville Hostel in Pretoria. On Saturday, gunmen stormed into one of the rooms at the hostel and opened fire on 25 people. 13 others survived.
One of the victims who was killed in the shooting was Lerato Maponyane, a 29-year-old man who was working at a warehouse in Centurion. His family says he was drinking alcohol at one of the rooms operating as a shebeen when the attack happened. His brother, who wished not to be named, recounted how he learned about his brother's murder.
And then after the gunshot, she was crying, that lady. All of us, we went out. We just wanted to see who's crying, what happened. So many people died. It's normal to us because every day so many gunshots.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch at the Soulsville Hostel in Pretoria.
In news abroad, Thailand launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia today. It follows weeks of simmering tensions between the Southeast Asian neighbours. And a water leak at the Louvre Museum in Paris has damaged hundreds of works. This comes just weeks after thieves stole priceless French crown jewels from the museum in broad daylight. The museum's deputy administrator, Francis Steinbock, said between 300 and 400 works, mostly books, were affected by the leak. Trade unions have now also called for a rolling strike next week over working conditions, piling more bad news on the beleaguered institution. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
You think we've had a long